sorry, gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We're here in committee of the Senate Bill Number 86, Lex Luthor, Kelly, and Dankwart are present. Gentlemen, it's the intention of the chair that we move this bill out of committee today and onto the floor for a calendar vote on Thursday, March 12th. And let me outline the changes that were made today. On section 16 on page 1, the sentence, the former language that read general obligation bonded cost was somewhat unclear and potentially subject to a court challenge and problems in that area. So we have rewritten that particular line to say the necessary costs of Republic facilities at the capital city site for which the state may incur indebtedness by general obligation bond before the relocation completion date. The cost shall be determined by the Alaska Capital City Development Corporation, AS-4407, in accordance with B of this section. Now, the rest of the bill remains the same as before, and until you get to line 28 and page 2, where there's an additional section been added, E1, that said necessary cost of the public facilities means the cost determined under B3 of this section reduced by the estimate of the net revenues which the Alaska Capital City Development Corporation may obtain for the sale or lease of land within the Capital City site which are transferred to it under AS-4407-180. What this section means, gentlemen, is that the public will vote on the total cost for the public facilities and the new capital site that are subject to be bonded. It can go either on a bond issue or on some kind of a total cost proposition, and that figure that could be bonded with general obligation bonds to pay for the public facilities, which is determined by the Capital City Development Corporation, will be subtracted the cost of the estimated land sale and lease revenues to the corporation through the period of relocation. And then in addition to that, of course, you still have the total net cost, which takes into effect the economic factors in that area. Now, we think with this language that we've gotten around the problem of the general obligation bonded cost area, we've taken care of the problem that Senator Bradley mentioned yesterday about wanting to reduce it to show the reduction of the actual cost by the sale or lease of land in the area. Now, again, my proposal would be that we pass the committee substitute out today for a Thursday vote and on the calendar and allow it to sit for 24 hours and allow the membership to take a look at it. Senator Dankwart, we should probably move that we adopt
final committee substitute.
Version 4 as a rule of committee substitute.
Yeah, I'll withdraw my motion. What was the motion you wanted?
That we adopt version 4 Chenoweth as a rule of committee substitute. Yes, sir.
Version 4 Chenoweth as a committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 86.
Are there any objections?
I agree.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The version 4 Chenoweth CS for Senate Bill 86 rules is adopted. I would entertain a motion to move the bill out of the Rules Committee on to the floor on Thursday, March 12th.
Do you want to stay on to the floor at a specific time for certain? Do you want to stay move it out of the Rules Committee and leave it up to you?
I would prefer, Senator, that we move it to a time certain to the floor, and we can always, if necessary, hold another meeting and pull it back.
Query.
Senator Ziegler.
You did not say with individual recommendations. Is that what you meant to say, or did you love to leave that out?
With individual recommendations, sir.
What about Friday instead of Thursday?
We have two members absent Friday. Everybody is going to be here on, well, I believe Senator Holman is absent on Thursday, but I don't know how, but, you know.
Has someone moved it?
No, Senator.
I would like to move it out to be placed on calendar at the discretion of the Rules Committee Chairman, just in case it isn't Thursday, but not before Thursday. other words, the motion be move it out with individual recommendations, be placed on calendar, chairman's discretion, not before Thursday.
I would support that motion.
That way we don't have to have it on Thursday.
Are there any objections?
So moved.
Are there any other questions? I'm sorry, I didn't ask if anybody wished to testify. I asked earlier and nobody indicated that they wanted to. In that case, the rules committee is adjourned.
Thank you.